sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Here we go once again. Yeah, the almighty Fat Mac, almighty 3XL, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Mac City Limits, the Mac City Chronicles, man, talking about everything urban, street, whatever you want to call it, man. We getting deep in the cut and shit, man. And of course, you can check out my shows on the Whole Flipper Network, MrWrigleyShow.com, and also, I believe, what is it, Chronic Cast, hosted by the Trash Man and shit, man. So, yeah, y'all check out my partners and shit, man. Check out what's going on. Check out what's going down here at MacCity.com, Chronic Central, and of course, the Whole Flipper Network, MrWrigleyShow.com. Please leave any comments, questions, or concerns. We appreciate your feedback. You heard? Yeah, man. So, I don't know, man. I'm just sitting around. The life of a motherfucking cyber pimp, motherfucking a goddamn Mac, it's a strange one indeed. And one of the things that's kind of perplexing to me is just the college that I've been through as far as fucking with bitches, man. Women are a strange goddamn species, man, a strange breed. And I'm just going to voice some of my concerns about women in general, man. Women are fucking crazy as motherfucking, I mean, they're bats, man. I don't really understand what the fuck bitches be on, man. One thing that really perplexes me and irritates the fuck out of me, man, about chicks in general is, first of all, let me speak on me and my male brethren and shit, you know, as far as the cats that I know and shit. Now, if you got a beef with a nigga, man, and, you know, you don't like a motherfucker, you know, with niggas pretty much, there really ain't no coming back once, you know, you cross a nigga and shit and you really can't stand a motherfucker. A nigga pretty much gonna keep his distance, ain't gonna fuck with a motherfucker, you know what I mean? I know I done had niggas who I thought was cool as fuck, man, known them all my motherfucking life, best motherfucking friends, then all of a sudden, I mean, this is life, you know, people change, and a nigga who you knew coming up, he's no longer the motherfucker that you knew, you know what I mean? So, all of a sudden, he just starts doing weird shit, fucked up ass, flaky ass shit, you know what I'm saying? And it just comes time when you gotta sever your ties with a motherfucker or you gonna assassinate the nigga, you know what I mean? And, I mean, that's happened a couple times in my life, man. Motherfuckers who I came up with, they, for some reason, they changed, or I changed, and we just didn't vibe. And we didn't, it just came down to the point where we really didn't know each other anymore, man. And then, to my credit, I always gotta say, I gotta reiterate, man, I was never the nigga that transgressed. I was never the nigga that disrespected the game, you know what I mean? Because once you my friend, even though we may not be the best of friends anymore, I always still motherfucking respect the game. And I always still respect my motherfucking brother, you know what I mean? But due to the fact that we got haters and haterism, and I know we beat that fucking shit into the ground about hate, but that's a real deal, man. Motherfuckers, for some reason, they've always hated on me, and they've always wished that they could be me, and they've always wished that they could do what I do and have what the fuck I have. And if they can't motherfucking do what you do or have what you have, they gonna motherfucking try and destroy you, man. So this is coming from motherfucking best friends, man. Or so-called best friends. Niggas that I came up with since goddamn elementary school, man. Yeah, so these niggas, they transgressed, and I had to let them go. And it was a sad day. But I'm not gonna keep kicking it and vibing with motherfuckers, man, that's not respecting me as a man. Because I feel that's a serious transgression, and it's worthy of murder. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just real talk, man. I don't allow motherfuckers to repeatedly, on a repeated basis, get in my face and fuck with my manhood, man. I just don't do that. I let shit slide, and I try and be the bigger man. I try to be grown about shit. But it just comes a time, man, where you guys to address shit. And I'm the type of motherfucker, man, that if it's worth me addressing it to you, verbally or in a hostile manner, it's worth you getting your head cut, man, for real. So always try and avoid that sort of shit, man. So just please bear with me. I'm getting to the point, man. I'm just saying that most motherfucking niggas I know, if we got a problem, if we got a beef or whatever, if we don't like a motherfucker, man, we pretty much let a nigga know it. We pretty much let a nigga go. We done with this motherfucker, you know what I mean? Stick a fork in him, he's done. I ain't fucking with him no more, you know what I mean? And plus, if a nigga do some two-faced shit, you know what I mean? As far as, in your face, he cool with you, but, you know, fucking around other motherfuckers, he talking shit. Niggas do that shit, you know what I mean? Niggas do that shit, but he genuinely don't like you. You know, it really ain't no flip-flop. I mean, basically, he cheesing in your face, maybe, but deep down, this motherfucker don't like you. He can't stand you, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the real vibe, that's the real feeling, that's the real consensus from this nigga, man, you know what I mean? So, we got two situations here where typically, if a nigga ain't feeling you, a nigga is really irritated by your presence, he don't fuck with you, or he may opt to do the motherfucking, the two-faced shit, he may say, "Oh man, you know, yeah, man, you know, he cool, yeah, that's my nigga, whatever." Of course, in your face, but around other motherfuckers, he may be talking greasy about you, maybe talking behind your back and shit. Now, that being said, I like to switch to the females that I have met and the females that I know. And females are on some wild shit, man. I got to admit that I've not seen any of this from dudes per se, you know what I mean? Pretty much cut and dry with a dude, man. Either the motherfucker like you or he don't. You know what I mean? Even though he may be throwing out some camouflage out there to make it seem like, you know, y'all may be cool in the game and shit. But for the most part, there ain't no real flip-flop. It ain't no real waffling. You kind of know where you stand with a motherfucker, man. But with bitches, man, shit. Females got this magical switch in their goddamn head, man, where, I mean, it's a serious love-hate situation. Basically, let me start out with some... Nah, fuck that. This is what I'm going to do, nigga. I'm going to take me a break. We old schooling it, man. You know what I mean? So, like I said, for y'all whippersnappers, man, I'm trying to get my mind right, get my soul right. So, I'm doing with this old school shit, man. You know what I mean? We're going to start off with some backstabber type shit, man, in keeping with the vibe of the show. I'm going to take this break. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Sorry, did I break your concentration?
Yeah. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers. What's up? Yeah, Fat Mac Almighty 3XL, right? Coming right back at you, man. Yeah, from the whole Flipper Network. Real talk, real music all day, every day, bitch. That's what I'm talking about, man. What's up, y'all? What's up, regular? What's up, trash, man? What's up? What's going on? What's going down? MacCity.com forever, motherfuckers. We ain't going nowhere, man. But let me get back to the situation. Situation is, I want to talk about some situations that I witnessed with females to kind of illustrate my point about how fucking bizarre these motherfucking females are, man. Some of y'all may know that my wife has a boyfriend. Basically, through me doing this cyber pimping, she got tired of me going out sowing my wild oats and shit, and she was trying her best to lock me down. And I basically told her to go fuck herself and go find a nigga to keep her occupied. And that's exactly what the fuck she did. She found a nigga to keep her occupied, and she's in love with this motherfucker and all this kind of shit. And I did not disrespect the game. I did not intervene. I did not stop her from doing motherfuck. Okay, hold on, y'all. Shit, this always happen when I'm doing a goddamn show, man. Fuck, hold on. Hello? Hold on. Hello?
What you doing?
Shit, I'm at the park, chilling. What you doing?
No, I'm about to hop on the bus to go to Uber Heights.
Why are you going to Uber Heights?
I'll be here by 4 so I can go
for
my application in at
Marshall. Oh, you still on that mission? Still trying to get that job thing right, right?
Yeah.
What's Marshall's?
One on Old Troy Pike.
I know, what is it, a grocery store?
No, it's an apartment.
Oh, okay then, shit. Man. Yeah, you got at a nigga late last night, damn.
I know, he was making money. He only came home with 40.
Oh, well, you made 40 last night, right?
Yeah.
Well, shit, that's better than 15, like you was talking.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, shit. That's
all. It's about to be gone, though.
Say what?
It's about to be gone.
Oh, it's about to be gone?
Yeah.
Like, well, hell, you know, 40 ain't gonna last long. Shit, that's what's up.
I gotta get my shoes. Water is coming through them.
Ooh. What, some just regular shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit, cause I thought you were talking about stripper shoes or something, some pumps or something.
I'm gonna go to Plato's
Closet
and get the shoes
for 15. You said that shit about to go bye bye.
My shoes is done. The bottom is coming off.
Okay. Fuck. So then, when you get done with that, what you doing?
I'll be headed back here.
Go to work again today?
I want to, but I don't want to.
Why don't you want to go?
Because I don't want to go back there.
You don't like that job?
No.
Why not?
I don't like stripping.
Why don't you like stripping? I mean, what? Is the motherfuckers treating you bad up there? Or you just, what?
I don't like rubbing dick and I don't like kissing.
Rubbing dick?
Yeah, I done got turned down by so many customers because I will not rub dick and I will not kiss.
They refuse
to buy me drinks.
What, they want you to kiss them in the mouth or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What kind of guy? That's odd. For real. I know typically when motherfuckers go to strip club, they ain't really trying to get that intimate. Shit. Hell, they want you to kiss them in the mouth? I can understand probably dry humping or rubbing on their balls or dick through the pants or something, but to kiss you? Damn.
I don't get down with that. That's why I be coming home at 15.
Oh, okay then. I feel you. Then you ain't trying to play ball. You like, fuck that. Said with 15.
I got more girls than that.
Yeah, I feel you. Shit. Definitely shouldn't. Yeah, you shouldn't. You should never do nothing you ain't comfortable with. That's for sure. Hell nah, man. What, do people, do some females that work there leave with some serious money or what?
Yeah.
Because they kissing in the mouth and they rubbing on dick.
All that.
All that. Dang, girl. Fuck. I don't know, man. It's kind of, it's a situation where either you gonna make that money and you gonna make that rent, or you just, I don't know. I it's kind of a hard predicament for me to even speak on. Shit, you know, if you ain't comfortable with it morally, then shit, you know, you can't never really do shit and be successful at it if you don't like to do it, you know what I mean? So damn,
I'm not about to do it at all.
Right,
I don't care if I need rent that or not. I'm not about to catch
them. Right, I feel you. Well then, how you gonna treat me when I come over earlier or later today then? Well, how you gonna treat me when I come over later then?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah.
I said, how are you gonna treat me? Because I know last time me and you hooked up, you flaked out on me and shit. You know, because you had morals. You know.
I need some dick bad.
You need some dick bad.
I know that.
We'll see. Don't let me get over there and you start acting weird on me like you been doing shit. Shit, so we gonna get it on later today or what?
Yeah.
Nah, you don't sound too sure. Oh, shit, because I need some too. It's been about 2.5 weeks. Yep. How long has it been for you? Shit, I know it's been recently. It's been about a week. Keep it real. Keep it real. How long has it been since you had some?
About a couple of weeks.
About a couple of weeks. Okay, then. Shit. Yeah, it's been about 2.5 for me. It's about that time. Shit. So what time you going to be home?
I don't know. I
got to
meet her by 4.
By 4? Oh, you still...
It's
1:32. Don't know if you're going to work.
Oh, no.
Well, you just let me know what you're going to do, shit. For real.
I don't know. I need to because I'm going to be out of money, but in a way, I don't want to.
Right. Shit. Yo, do your sister be kissing and rubbing on dudes?
Yeah.
Shit. Isaiah still looking for her.
For
real? Hell yeah. You still looking, you want some of that, man, for real. Ooh, wait, she straight played the shit out of his ass, though. She was not trying to fuck with him at all. I was like, damn, she cold blooded.
Is it cold outside?
Nah, I feel good out here.
Is it jacket? Jacket
weather? Say what?
Weather.
What is it, jacket weather?
Like a sweater weather?
For me, it ain't. You know, I mean, for you, it might be. But shit, I'm wearing a coat right or a jacket right now, and I'm kind of hot. For real. Oh shit. Oh, you better not be stingy when I get over there, girl. I'm not even in the mood. No, I'm not. I got to have it.
Well, you ready to catch me, but I'll call you when I get home.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. Doing styling, you know it's time to get deep. The enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be partying too. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel in you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got to slow down, man, you're losing them.
Radio, suckers never play me. All the mix, they just okay me now. No one grows when they're clocking my phone. There's no sneaking and taking everything now the brother owns.
Hard.
My calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chess and Mart, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Looper, true, bazooka, the scheme.
Flavor,
a rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They're on my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I think we taking shots. Show them this is Stone Medina, man, come on, kick it.
Terminator X.
Okay, all right, dude. Whatever you say.
I'm going over CC's later on and get some pussy. I don't know. I might. I may not. Depend on my mood. Because I'm really not that pressed. I was just talking shit. Well, anyway, where the fuck was I at, man? Let me see. What? Oh, yeah, you know, wifey got a boyfriend and shit, man. And I'm just like, you know, I don't intervene. I don't fuck around with it. You know, if I mean, I'm true to the game. If I'ma handle my biz, I gotta be man enough to let her handle hers and shit. But there's an interesting thing that happened. My wife has a best friend, a so-called best friend of the female persuasion. She's been knowing her forever, man, going on 16 years. And it turns out that this best friend is actually digging her boyfriend. And the boyfriend, ironically enough, he's a maintenance man or a plumber. The perfect fucking occupation for a nigga to be fucking on your wife, a plumber. This nigga be plumbing for real. But anyway, I'm just saying, man, this female who's my wife's best friend is trying repeatedly to like hit on my wife's fucking dude, man. I know this sounds bizarre to y'all, but just follow the goddamn storyline, nigga. Just follow it, okay? I know it's kind of crazy, but just bear with me, nigga. Fuck. So, I mean, every time my wife turns around, this female, fuck it, I'm gonna just say her name. Her name is Jackie. Jackie's always in this nigga's face, like, hey, how you doing? And I heard about your dick, and I heard you could do this, and I heard you could do that. And I'm just real blatant, real greasy with it and shit, always talking to this nigga, trying to entice him to come over and fuck and all this kind of shit. She always talking to this nigga, trying to get him to come over and fix her fucking pipes. No pun intended. You know, if she got a problem with the sink, or she got a problem with the toilet, or if her fucking washer and dryer hookup was fucked up, she's always calling this dude, trying to get him over there and shit. Now, keep in mind, this is the wifey's best friend. The wifey's best friend. And she actually knows that my wife loved this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Crazy ass shit, man. I'm like, damn. I'm like, what kind of fucking best friend shit is this? You know what I'm saying? To actually blatantly go after somebody's dude like that. You know what I mean? So, and then one day, me and wifey, right, we had some videos up on rude.com. Y'all might be familiar with that, man. That's where motherfuckers just be posting dirty ass videos all the time. And I had some pictures and some videos up of me and my wife, Lynn 69, doing some shit, some old school shit. And this female, Jackie, while homeboy was over fixing her pipes, he may have been fucking her, I'm not necessarily sure, but I know that the nigga kept running back telling Lynn all about how old girl was trying to pick him up all the goddamn time. And one day he was over there and she was like, "Ooh, guess what, come here." You know, she jumps on the computer like, "I know where they be doing their video stuff at, and in the website, and this and this is where she's at on the video, and she doing this on the video," and blatantly salting her down and shit, right? Trying to low-key embarrass her, man. I mean, what other fucking reason would you have to share some shit like that with this nigga? Because this nigga obviously feeling for her, you know what I'm saying? So she take it upon herself to get in contact with this nigga and bring him over so they could watch dirty videos of me and Lynette on Rude.com. But it was a funny thing that basically what had happened, this was going on at the same time I was having some situations with me, LaDonna, and her fiance. So I erased my Rude account, and so all the videos that I had on that account was gone. And so when she was trying to salt Lynn's game by basically trying to embarrass her to this dude, the videos was gone. So she got on the phone, called Lynn, and was like, "Hey, where's your husband's Rude account?" You know, because evidently she had let Lynn know that she knew what a Rude account was and shit. "And I can't find his Rude account." She wanted to know where my Rude page was, and it was gone. Lynn didn't think nothing of it until the next day she get a call from her fucking boyfriend. And he basically spilled the beans and said, "Yeah, you need to watch your girl. Your girl had me over there, and she was trying her best to try and let me see what you was doing on the internet and all this kind of shit." And I'm like, this is her best fucking friend of 15 fucking years, man? Fuck. So I kind of got indignant about it, you know what I'm saying? I try to call her and shit, she wouldn't answer her fucking phone. I left her some emails, because she got a Black Planet account. And I basically, man, I told the broad what I felt about her, man. You know, I was like, "You's a dirty ass heifer, man, to be doing that to somebody you claim to love so much. And I know she love you like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?" And I was just some foul ass shit. And I'm like, "You really need to address, you need to reevaluate what the fuck your friendship is all about." You know what I mean? I told Lynette the same thing. I'm like, "Your friend is not your goddamn friend. She's a fucking fake ass. I mean, that's some bullshit, man. How you gonna do some shit like that, man? Somebody that's supposed to be your best fucking friend, right?" But it's a funny thing about the whole female mind, because like I said, it's like a switch that goes on about love and hate. Now, it was obvious that there was some hate going on there. It was obvious that she wanted something that Lynn had, and she was going to motherfucking go through hell and back to get what she had to attain it, man. Right? But here is the strange thing about the female mind. The female mind, basically, she can love you one day and hate you the next. So after all that fucking shit that went down and shit, she, you know, the Jackie chick, she basically emails me and she talks to Lynette and she's like, "Y'all need to leave me up out of this shit. I ain't got nothing to do with it. And that's some bullshit. Y'all trying to implicate me. All this kind of shit." Right? And then the next day, after all this shit, well, actually, maybe like the next week, them two motherfuckers act like that shit never even happened, man. Act like it didn't happen. It's like they went to another fucking dimension, man, and they just did not acknowledge that kind of bullshit went down, man. And so they still best friends. They still go out and eat. They still go to each other's house. All this kind of shit. And I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? How in the fuck do you just ignore the fact that your best friend just tried to fucking drive a railroad spike through your fucking back, nigga? And females do that shit all the time, man. I done been out here in these streets and witnessed all kind of shit from bitches with Kayla and Nish, man. These two motherfuckers go at it all the time. They talking about each other's kids. They talking about this how heinous these two motherfuckers are. They spread rumors about each other, talking about she got HIV, she got herpes, she got this, she robbed. I mean, they be snitching on each other, telling on each other, and they know it. And they be salting each other's game. I mean, talking about some the most nastiest, heinous, cruel rumors that you could put on a motherfucker. They do it to each other all the time, man. But they still fucking love each other, man. They still somehow manage the next day or the next week to, like, go to the club. And if somebody jump bad with one of them, they both ready to go to war and beat the next motherfucker's ass over each other. You know what I mean? I mean, god damn, nigga, what kind of psycho ass shit is this? And so that's what I'm saying, man. Like I said, with the dudes, man, you know, we might play like we cool with a motherfucker, man. And we might do that shit just to be cordial, but deep down, we don't like that motherfucker. But with a broad, man, with a bitch, I mean, she either loves you. I mean, no, it's both. She loves you and hates you at the same time. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, hey, I hate your motherfucking guts. I wish you was dead. You ain't shit. You's a punk motherfucker. And this is not just with females on females, but females on males too and shit. And then the next day, they flick the switch again. Bam. And they just totally forget about all the heinous fucked up shit y'all just went through. And then it's like it never even happened. She loves you again. Oh, that's my girl. That's my best friend. I'll kill for that bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm going to let you know, man. Shit, if a nigga ever come to me and try and stab me in the back on that kind of level, motherfucker, he's done, man. He's lucky he don't get fucking dealt with on a permanent basis, man. On a permanent level, meaning not breathing, man. I mean, the offenses that these females do to each other, like I said, these are punishable offenses by death, man, for real, by death. And they just motherfucking, they go through hell and high water and hate each other and all that bitch ain't shit, I can't stand that bitch, but the next week they'll be just fine, man. They'll be like, hey, you know, that's my girl, I love her, nobody better not fuck with my girl, but this the same bitch that goddamn tried to fucking take your nigga. But now, I mean, you still love her like a sister, and you gonna kill a bitch over and all this kind of shit. My mind struggles to grasp the concepts. I don't understand it, man. Do not understand it, not in the least. So that's just a little something I'm talking about today. I got more to spit, but I ain't gonna spit it right now because the show is running long. But basically, I'm just in awe of, I don't know, the mind of the female, man, the female species, man. How they got that switch, man. How they can love you to the point of wanting to die for you. And the next day, try and steal your motherfucking nigga and thoroughly skull fuck you. And just, you know, so what? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 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 yeah. And then another week from there, that day, love you again, ready to get her life for you. It just fucks my head up, nigga. I don't understand it. I do not fucking understand it, man. So I don't know. Maybe I wasn't clear enough for y'all, man. Maybe y'all saying, ah, man, niggas do that shit too. And I'm like, well, that's not really my experience, man. You know, like I said, I know niggas, they put on fronts and shit too, man. But like I said, the main difference between the niggas and the bitches is, the nigga truly does not like you. If he's being phony, if he's being fake, yeah, he truly really ain't feeling you. Pretty much ain't fucking with you, man. But the female ain't like that, man. It's like she has a dual fucking, I don't know, man. I don't want to say personality and shit, but there's just two parts of her, man. It's like one part that truly fucking hates you and truly fucking loves you, man. It just depends on which bitch you meet that day. Shit, it's like a Sybil complex, man. Don't understand this shit, man. I done seen too many females fall out over serious shit, man. I done seen bitches fall out over niggas. I done seen bitches pick up the phone, call children's services on their girl, get their kids took and shit, and then somehow, some way, 3-4 months later, they cool as fuck with the bitch that snitched on them with children's services. And they cool, like it ain't shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, man. Don't fucking understand it. Some serious, heinous ass fuck shit gets done, and somehow, some way, they always patch the shit up like it never fucking happened, and they still cool in the game, man. But not with the kid, nigga. It's not gonna happen. Any nigga goddamn try and cross me on that kind of level, man. Nigga, don't let me stay the fuck out of my way, nigga. Don't be in my goddamn circumference, motherfucker, for real. Cause I might goddamn lose it, man. Shit, I think I've done very well out here in these streets to maintain my cool, maintain my composure when niggas goddamn talk a little slick every now and then and shit. But like I said, this is all about this money, man. It ain't about this boys in the hood thug shit. I'll let y'all niggas handle that shit. But I'm trying to get this paper, man. In order to get this paper, I gotta subdue my passions, man. I gotta make sure that my fucking head is screwed on straight. And I can't be emotional about shit, man. But females, very emotional creatures, very fucking illogical creatures. That's why I guess they can do what they do. How they can goddamn love a motherfucker without question one day and then hate you unequivocally the next. And then they keep waffling back and forth, back and forth. Because they'll truly hate you and they'll truly love you at the fucking same time. Truly. Oh, well, shit, nigga. I guess that's it. I'm basically repeating my motherfucking self back and forth, back and forth. So, once again, this is the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct. Check out maccity.com, motherfucker. The realest real shit ever created on the goddamn web, motherfucker. And, of course, at the Whole Flipper Network, MrRiggleyShow.com. Y'all have been listening to the Fat Mac, bitch. And I want to tell all you females out there, y'all some crazy-ass bitches. Crazy. Y'all motherfuckers is on some shit with this goddamn Jekyll and Hyde shit, man. It's fucking unreal, man. But, hey, check it out. I love all y'all just the motherfucking same. This is the Fat Mac, baby, and I'm out.
Party people, in the place to be. Just for you, it's the Ultra Magnetic MC. Say what? We the pop.
The hell the challenge is rhyme.
Cause the jam is just moving.
The crowd is steady moving.
To a supersonic pace.
With high the
stupid bass. With some pep
in the step.
Cause the beat is so funky. The pace is well kept. Cause
the Ultra MC Ultra MC Ultra MC.
Positive themes of the average formulation applied mechanically, maintainable displayed, expressed.
touched by alternate microwave frequencies, directly inorganic, operating logically. New development, separate, accumulating, ambiguous thoughts, admitting parts, specify particular words, volunteer, agitating, ears of parasites, respond, duplicating, attempting lyricists, recognize competition in ultimate reality, the general speaker, corporal cool key, leaving specimens frozen near 0 degrees by controlling every germ, a spray disinfected with tranquilized brains and stunned competitors, cause we're
Ultra.
Sorry, did I break your concentration?